This is 90.3 KZU. I'm David Whitrock. Toll roads and bridges are the norm in California's big cities, but the Central Coast doesn't have any. That could change. KZU's Krista Almanzon reports.
When it's not rush hour or the weekend, traffic moves smoothly on Highway 156 between Prunedale and Castroville. It's a two-lane road that connects Highways 101 and 1, and for many, connects the rest of the state to the Monterey Peninsula. So when it's congested, that's a problem for locals, emergency vehicles, and places like the Monterey Bay Aquarium.
Access to the peninsula, i.e. congestion on the 156, is an inhibitor to visitorship.
Barbara Meister is the aquarium's public affairs director. She sits at the center of an exhibit about plastic trash's impact on the ocean.
And that bird thinks this is food and fills up their gut with plastic, and that can lead to death.
She says that message is hard to get out if people don't want to sit in traffic to get here.
Monterey as a destination has slipped in its ranking compared to its competitors, Santa Barbara, Napa, Sonoma, other places like that. So over time, there'll be less and less people coming if traffic and congestion is perceived as a big barrier to getting here.
The aquarium has long supported the idea of expanding 156 between Prunedale and Castroville.
This is a map of the corridor.
In the Transportation Agency of Monterey County's headquarters, Todd Muck goes over plans for that expansion. He's TAMC's deputy executive director.
It creates a new four-lane facility that's adjacent to the existing road, just to the east of it. And the existing 156 becomes a frontage road.
The proposal has two components. First, the new four-lane highway, then a new interchange at Highway 101. The cost, around $250 million. 4 years ago, Monterey County voters rejected a sales tax increase that would have paid for this and other road improvements. That left TAMC with few options.
If we want to, we can wait 20 years and not build anything else in our county with this money, save it all up for 20 years and build just the first phase of this project. Or we can look at tolling.
If the new expanded highway was a toll road, it could pay for itself. And with that guarantee, Muck expects it could be ready by 2019. At Ed Mitchell's ranch in Prunedale, wind chimes sway in the breeze as he looks across the street at an area once slated for development. He fought that and won. He also fought against that sales tax for road improvements. But when it comes to the Highway 156 expansion and potential toll road, he's not against the idea. He just wants to make sure North County's voice is heard.
The public up here is not going to get to vote on this. This decision is going to be made by the 24-member TAMC board.
He's concerned about how a toll road would affect surrounding roads as some drivers look for ways to avoid paying.
We want to ensure that an equitable solution occurs. And equitable means that the money for the project actually stays in this area and cleans up the systemic jam and not just a piece, and then the money for somehow drifts off to another location.
He's also concerned about the toll itself. Will there be an exemption or discount for locals and farm workers? TAMC hopes a study underway will answer these and other questions. Again, Todd Muck.
What would be the impacts on the other local roads, the county roads, the other state highways? And combined with that is what kind of toll would we need to charge in order to be able to construct the project?
A survey of likely visitors to the area found people willing to pay up to a $5 toll. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.